I think it was a good reflection of where the race stands. She had nearly 7,000 people show up in Norfolk, Virginia, and pack it like it was a major celebrity. I mean, Obama is a major celebrity, but compared to 2021, Obama showed up in downtown Richmond for Terry McAuliffe to about 2,000 people at an outdoor event. So I think it's a really good reflection of where the race stands and how much momentum is behind Spamberger compared to how much momentum was behind Terry McAuliffe in 2021.
Can you talk a bit about what this appears to be showing when it comes to her strategy moving into Election Day here?
I think that she's trying to drive the anti-Trump base and really work off of the national political scene to just drive Democrats. Democrats voted overwhelmingly for the Democratic candidates in 2017. Ralph Northam won by like 10 points, and they also flipped 15 House of Delegates seats. They didn't really have Trump to run against in 2021 and kind of didn't have a really clear message other than being anti-Trump. But since he wasn't in office, it didn't seem to land. So it looks like she's kind of looking for that 2017 type of run to where people show up to vote against Trump.
And on the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, has she had any big appearances or any big names stumping for her this weekend?
No, not really this weekend. She's had some like middle-level names show up, but the events don't really seem to have the energy like Glenn Youngkin had in 2021. And Glenn was even at the event last night with Winsome Sears, and the turnout wasn't very high. And Attorney General Jason Meares, who might be the best chance for Republicans to win a statewide seat, had an event in Chesterfield earlier this week, and he didn't really have but like 70 people show up. So it doesn't look like there's much enthusiasm on the Republican side right now.
Now, are we hearing any response from Republicans on the former president being involved in the campaign on the other side?
Not really directly to President Obama. It's more of trying to say Obama's appearing with Jay Jones, who had that scandal in the attorney general race. They're trying to tie Spamberger and Obama to Jay Jones, but all the polls since the Jay Jones scandals show it didn't really impact the governor's race. So I'm not sure how effective that will be.